Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Lunghi Group's full year 2012 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Lunghi, Chief Executive Officer of the De'Lunghi Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Fabio De'Lunghi speaking. I'm here for the full year 2012 release of consolidated results for De'Lunghi S.p.A. I'm here with Fabrizio Micheli and Marco Visconti. Year 2012 has been a very important year for De'Lunghi Group. The year started with the merger of its professional division, its former professional division. As of today, De'Lunghi Group is a pure player in household appliances. Also, during the year, the group has made very significant decisions and major investments in order to set the base for the future growth of our company. Particularly, strategic has been the acquisition of the perpetual licensing of the Braun brand, which has been completed at the end of August. In addition to that, the group has completely or has made an important decision with regard to its industrial platform with acquisition of a new plant in Romania and the renovation of its factory in China. The year has been, in the end, a very strong year in terms of investments with regards to its production platform, but also with regards to the opening of new branches. Just to name a few, we have improved our structure in South America, particularly with the setup of an organization in Chile to support growth in those emerging markets. Also, major investment in the Middle East, in Dubai, where the group has decided to set up its headquarters for the local markets. In addition to this, the group has created a structure in Ukraine, is now entering directly through its own structure in Hungary, and also, just to mention another very important market in the Far East, the group has set up a structure in Korea, where we believe that we will have strong growth, particularly with regard to the coffee makers in the future years. I said a very important year, not just with regards to acquisitions, the Braun brand, but particularly with regard to industrial platform and distribution structures in foreign and new markets. Going back to results, the group has reached, as early anticipated, 1,530 million in sales with a 7% growth year-on-year. Excluding exchange rate impact, the growth would stand at 3.4%. The growth has also generated a strong improvement in net industrial margin, which grew from 687 million to 735, remaining in percentage at the same level of 2011. Thanks to the group typical operational leverage, EBITDA before non-recurring items grew from 209 million to 232, and EBITDA margin improved to 15.2% in the 12 months. During the year, the group has managed, as said before, the acquisition of Braun Household, which resulted in approximately 5 million in extraordinary costs and a few other 5.9 million in extraordinary costs, and also a few other another couple of millions were extraordinary costs, and therefore EBITDA after non-recurring costs was at 224 million, up approximately 20 million from 1 year ago. Also, EBIT improved from 172 million to 189, and EBIT margin reached 12.3% despite the high extraordinary items. Net income for the year reached 118 million, up approximately 25 million versus 1 year ago. Very strong has been the profitability in the quarter, with EBITDA before non-recurring items up to 94 million versus 82 million 1 year ago. Here we have to note that we had a contribution, net remittance from PNG related to the margins of Braun, which are still managed by the PNG organization in the last months of 2012. However, excluding the 5 million contribution from PNG related to the Braun margins, EBITDA before non-recurring item would be at around 88.9 million versus 81.8 1 year ago. Also, EBIT grew strongly, up from 70 million to 84 million, and EBIT margin reached in the fourth quarter 15.6 million. With the net income for the group for the first time in the quarter above 10% at 54 million. Also satisfactory results on the final year net financial positions. During the year, we discussed many times how we had as management to address the very high inventory levels we had in few markets at the end of 2011, and unfortunately the solution was not possible in just a quarter, but through actions along the year, and we are pleased to have achieved, even if just in last quarter, have achieved the goals that management had, and the excess inventory, notably in the United States and South America and also Australia, was was cleared in the last months. As a consequence, inventory decreased progressively, and as percentage of revenues is now at 17.9%, which is below the 19.4% we had in 2011, and is the best, the lowest level in the De'Longhi group household history. Also, we want to note that in the inventory now is included already approximately 10 million in inventory we have bought at the end of December from P&G as part of the deal with regards to Brown household. The net financial position in the end, thanks to the improvement in inventory, is negative for approximately 93 million, but 63 million are related to the potential payments for the Brown earnouts. In reality, and some other negative fair value of resulting from the aging policy of the group. The bank financial position at the end of the year is approximately 20 million negative versus a position which was cash rich at the end of 2011. In light of the positive results of the group and also the much improved financial position at year end versus the last months, and also considering the fact that there's been a very strong cash generation, particularly in the last quarter, the board of directors will propose to the annual general meeting a dividend of 0.29 euro per share with a payout approximately of 37%. I have no more to add, and I would like to leave open to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a few questions, if I may. The first one concerns Brown on several standpoints. First of all, if you could clear us the financial effects, if any, of having anticipated the deferred payments, which were originally assumed in equal installments over the next 15 years, and in particular, if the spot payment of such amounts positively influenced the net financial position at the end of 2012. Second, always concerning Brown, I just read that you already acquired some 12 million inventory. Given that the amount was originally estimated to be a little bit higher than the 12 million you already included in your accounts, if there will be additional buyings into 2013. And thirdly, if you always on Brown, if you could update us on dynamics, the integration, how execution is proceeding, and so forth. Finally, on your tax rate, which was extremely low in 2012, if this includes deferred taxes, or alternatively, this will be sustainable even going forward. Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. The first question was with regards to the payment to P&G for Brown household. The payment, as let's say, we decided simply to anticipate the payment for financial reason, because we the interest rate we pay now through our financing to the deal are the cost of money is substantially lower than the cost or the interest we would pay to PNG for say the dilution of the payment over the next 15 years. Given the very strong financial position of the group, we have easily and immediately decided to pay everything in advance. With regards to the financial position, has no impact at all, because we were already accounting the future payments in the books. We have simply a substantial saving in the interest in the future. The second question is with regards to inventory. Yes, we paid already, we bought already a 12 million euro inventory. We estimate another 30 million more or less to be bought during the first quarter of 2013. In fact, we have we have faced in the month of end of December and beginning of January the transition of inventories. Effectively, January 1st, the De'Longhi sales organization are now managing sales of Braun in all the markets, with exception of Scandic markets mainly, and few other minor markets where P&G will continue to act for a few more months as a distributor. Sales in the month of January are expected to be very low, because it's a transition time. We're just building the order book, and we will basically have a substantial impact in the sales starting from February onwards. The integration is moving on rather smoothly. As said before, our sales teams effectively January 1st are now managing sales, getting the orders. The structure in Germany is in place. We have set up the new technical leader. We have set up the new marketing leader. We have set up also all the necessary support structures from Italy for the integration, and therefore we're pleased with the integration. We don't foresee in the short term any major disruption. Actually, things are moving on rather smoothly. The third question was about tax rate, which is very much reduced versus one year ago, and I have to say that this is not due to deferred taxes and is sustainable. The impact or the lower tax rate that the group has today is due mainly to the new geographical scope of the group. We are enjoying growth in markets where we have lower tax rates, and also advantages due to producing and products in countries which are now have a lower tax rate than the one we had before.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Andrea Bonfa of Aletti Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. My questions are essentially two. One is if you can elaborate on your forex position, especially on the US dollar. How much did you close, what level did you close 2013? And what's your commitment for 2014, if it's possible to elaborate on that, and also on the other currency, if you are planning to hedge or not. And the second one is related to the, let's say, expected profitability of Brown this year. If it's possible, just to have an idea, what are your expectations in terms of contribution to EBITDA? Thank you.
Okay, just a quick comment on Forex rate before handing handing over the answer to Fabrizio Micheli. The policy of the group is to continue hedging, so that the group will continue to hedge its positions. This is a strategy that has worked very well for the group over the last years, and we will continue to do so. But I hand the word to Fabrizio Micheli for the details with regard to our current Forex exposure, and also where we stand with regards to the hedging activity for the group.
Yeah, the group has hedged for the current year about 60% of its exposure in United States dollars, which is the basic currency for our supplies deriving from, originated from China. And the average exchange rate of current hedging for 2013 is about 135. So more or less is in line with the average rate for the first part of the year, even though the current market is quite a little bit below the hedging levels. We also hedged other positions on export currencies. So I remind that the Longhi Group is exposed in to many currencies, given its diversification in foreign markets. So we have hedged positions on Far East currencies like Japanese yen and Australian dollars, and even on some European currencies. The percentage are different, of course, according to the different positions and different trends of each currency. So I will not now give the specific percentages for each currency, but I would say that on average, the hedging of export currencies tend to vary from one third to two thirds of the positions. This is for, let's say, basic policy of the group on hedging the budget.
On the US dollar, is your intention to close the gap between 60 and 100%, or just to because at the current level you will take a hit, if I'm correct?
Yes, we are monitoring the market to be able to get favorable peaks in the value. Of course, the current market is is at the minimum levels that we have seen in the first months of this year, but of course, in case we enter in an interesting trend in the dollar, we will be ready to close, to hedge the remaining positions.
And is it possible for you to remind us the average US dollar for you in 2012, first half and second half? So.
Not in the first half and the second half. We hedged most of the budget level last year at about 138.
Okay.
This is more or less the average rate for US dollar.
Okay. Thank you. And if you can elaborate on Brown, thank you very much.
On Brown, we said that Brown has a much lower profitability versus the Longhi Group current profitability. We think that at the beginning you should expect a mid-single-digit EBITDA for Brown, and progressively along with integration of Brown, the new product launches and the impact of the Longhi sales teams, we expect to bring it closer to the group levels.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. My first question is a comment on the performance in the different geographies. In particular, I saw quite weak development in Middle East and also a slowdown in Asia Pacific and the surprising strength in Western Europe. Second question is on the working capital. You mentioned inventory, very good performance, while I saw that the receivables were quite high and compared to last year and compared to the sales trend. So if you can also explain this trend. The third question is on the 2013 expectation in terms of raw material and sourcing costs. So if you expect some tailwind or headwind from this item.
Okay, thank you for the question. So the first question about the geographies. We are rather pleased with the performance by geography. We had a double digit growth rate in Asia Pacific at 14%, and we had the positive development of MEA, Middle East, with a growth at 7%. This might be probably maybe a little disappointment for some, but in reality we have to consider that certain market and in particular Iran, which was an important market for the group in the Middle East, one of the top markets in the Middle East, completely stopped due to the known to everybody political and economic situation. So therefore, I think that in considering the impact of Iran, probably Middle East in terms of performance is one of the markets where the group has improved its position more strongly. This is our standpoint. With regards to working capital and in particular to the receivables, sales in the fourth quarter were very strong, and we had an improvement of our outstanding credits, an increase in outstanding credits of 31 million, which is 9%, which is probably slightly above what was the growth rate, but it is possible that also I think it's a tendency of some customers at year end to delay by a few days the payments that even if they are due in the last week of December are postponed than the payments at the beginning of January. But we don't see any critical issue in this with regards to this. The third question is about expectations on costs for 2013. We don't see a major headwinds in the raw materials, generally speaking. We see headwinds in the cost of goods sold due to the exchange rates. We discussed many times that we are buying in China and in the Far East, and we are long in, let's say, dollar or renminbi due to the, let's say, the country of origin of our products. As we discussed also before during this conference call, we had a very favorable exchange rate thanks to the hedging policies along 2012. And this year we have hedged only a portion of the dollar at exchange rates similar to those we hedged in 2012. But still, there is a major part of our, say, long position unhedged, and therefore we know that if we don't pass on to the market price increases, we will have to have a lower margin and due to the new exchange rates.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I want to reassure the group that in the short term, focus of management will be not on growth, but in, say, adjusting the prices to the new exchange rates and to protect the profitability. So the efforts in the first half for the group will be to continue to manage prices and mixes in order to protect the profitability of the group. And once that we will have, say, protected through the price increase and the new pricing, we will go back probably to the normal course of business management. But we understand that it is necessary to secure the long-term profitability of the group to pass on to the market the costs.
Okay, thank you.
Their costs.
The next question is from Mr. Luca Baccacoli of Banca IMI. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. The first question is on the fourth quarter performance. Looking at the operating leverage, it seems that it was quite strong, as the approximately 30% of the incremental sales went through to the EBITDA. This was much higher than the usual historical operating leverage. So I was wondering if there was more driven by the sales mix or it was driven by cost action. Then the second one regard the indicative informal target which you provide the market last year. So I'm referring to the 2 billion sales and 300 million euro EBITDA expected to reach by the end of 2014. I was wondering if those indications are still valid. Then the last question is on the cost savings expected from the new plant in Romania. And for example, let's assume a production cost index in Italy of 100. What would the production cost for the same item manufactured in the factory in Romania be? Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So, well, first of all, the good times, bad times. I think that in the profitability by quarter. Obviously, today we had a very strong profitability. I think that this is due to the business model, which is very solid. But I think that probably we shouldn't be too strict in evaluation of the profitability by quarter. We can have better quarters and worse quarters. I think what is important to us is to achieve the full year profitability. Particularly, I would remind you that we have also some seasonality, not only in heating, not only in air conditioning, but also coffee and kitchen products can be very seasonal. So today we come from a very strong quarter, and I would say that in general we look at profitability on a yearly basis. In the quarter itself, it's for sure mirroring the fact that we are passing on prices increases. It's also mirroring the fact that we have a very strong hedging in place, still impacting on the quarter. I think also is incorporating 5 million contribution from P&G for Braun in the last months of the year. So in this perspective, I think that the profitability has been a little bit higher than we would probably have expected before. But still is based on a very solid business model and on a very solid, let's say, very solid pillars for the group, its products, its ability to produce at low costs, its ability to distribute effectively, and its products in the market. We think that operational leverage should be around 20 to maybe 25%. But we tend to use a 20% operational leverage as a reference for future growth, should occur future growth.
Okay.
And I have to say that also the full year profitability operational leverage has been around 20%. The second question was about the target and the growth rate. We think that the growth has ability to continue to grow. We always said that we can grow between 5 and 10% on top line, delivering, let's say, a faster growth at EBITDA level, faster growth at EBITDA level in with the operational leverage that we discussed already at around 20%. So we think this is still our goal. So in this perspective, we think that if things should go right, fully right in the next years, our goal to billion and 300 million is possible. We have also to incorporate that now markets are very tough. It's no secret that markets have been very tough also very tough already in the last part of last year. And we see that probably we expect some weakness and difficulties of the, Southern European markets, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, can also expand to France and other markets. So we think that probably this year is more cautious, as we tend to be, to have maybe a year in which growth can be probably lower. Probably, I would say, could be in the low single digit, considering the developments we are seeing in the market. I think also last year we could grow at 7% because of our ability to improve our market shares. And I think that now would be even for us more difficult to grow further market shares in all the markets as we did last year. So I think that probably in this perspective, the internal goal still is to achieve the 2 billion in sales, but probably we have to be a little bit cautious in when we can achieve it, because probably I expect a more difficult 2013. With regard to the cost saving, Yes, plenty of opportunities for us in cost saving, thanks to the Intasa platform. Romania is a great opportunity, and also China is another great opportunity. We often forget, say, having a new acquired factory, we tend to forget the newly built factory in China that we just completed in the first part of 2012. So I think that these two represent a very strong opportunity for us to keep costs under control. In China, because we will make more and more internally versus buying from third-party suppliers, offsetting the potential cost of suppliers, increased cost from suppliers. And Romania also is another great opportunity. The cost of labor in Romania is one-fourth versus Italy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't want to say that we will deliver fully this on what we are doing in Italy, because we will maintain our position, our factory, our excellence production center in Italy, but for the product that will be made in China, in Romania, we will certainly deliver substantial cost savings that are approximately the cost of labor is one-fourth of what we have in Italy. To give you an idea, approximately in our coffee makers, cost of labor is about 10% of the cost of goods sold. So if we have to make products in China, in Romania, probably we can have a saving of approximately, let's say, 7.4% on labor. But again, we have to incur in higher fixed costs since we have to manage two factories versus one.
Okay, thank you. Very clear.
The next question is from Mr. Andrea Bonfa of Aleti Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. I got two other questions, if I may. One is related to the contribution from Procter & Gamble. If you can elaborate on what's the nature of this contribution and if that is basically the profit of Braun in the last quarter, and if that is correct, we should multiply it by four to expect a contribution for 2013. And the second one is on your, let's say, very low tax rate. If you had any benefit from the possibility to deduct the IRAP on versus the IRPEG. Thank you very much.
Okay, on Braun. Okay, no. To take the net remittance we got from P&G and multiply by four is exactly what we don't want you to do. It's just a mathematical, let's say, calculation of a contribution, a margin contribution that gave Braun household to P&G in the last months of the year. But this is not an EBIT. This is not an EBITDA. It's just a contribution based on certain arrangements between De'Longhi and P&G. So this is not this easy calculation is not possible. I said before, we expect an EBITDA approximately to be in the low single digit, which can be, as I said, around 5% at the beginning, and progressively will improve along the year and along the years. The second question is about IRAP. Yes, we will have a positive impact on our exchange rate due to IRAP. And is approximately 1.3 million euro on a yearly basis. I have to say that we should be careful in calculating fully and deduct this in the future. We can have also some negative impacts on due to non-recurring income taxes, which can partly offset this.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is a follow-up from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, I had a follow-up on the indication for 2013 top line. You are now expecting around, say, low single-digit top line. First of all, I would like to check if it is currency neutral. And then, well, I presume it is organic, so what could be the Braun contribution for 2013 in terms of top line? And the last question is on, say, I'd like to have your indication, a flavor on the areas and products driving top line target.
Sorry, I didn't get you your last
point. The last point, just to have a say some color on the areas, geographical areas and products, product categories driving the top line target. So I wonder if coffee, for example, is still growing strongly as we saw in the last few years, and the same for kitchen appliances.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. The first question is about our organic growth. Yes, we think that we should have organic growth like for like, let's say in the low single digit for this year. I also would like to say that I think that we can also expect better quarters and worse quarters. I think that particularly I would not be surprised if we can see even probably a negative growth maybe in the short term, in the first quarter, when we will focus mainly in pricing, delivering price increases in the market, and then a progressive improvement in the top line growth. And particularly, I have to say that we have also to consider the very strong comparison we have with 1 year ago in the first half, while we have a less difficult comparison in the second half. Mm-hmm. With regard to Braun, obviously growth I'm referring to is organic, while Braun should deliver on a yearly basis approximately 170, 180 million in sales, according to estimations, but on a yearly basis. But I have to say that the way the mechanism of how we will take over the business is such that probably in the first month it would be very, very slow, and then progressively February, March would be better, and I would say by March we should be up to speed. So probably on a yearly basis, I would say probably the sales should be around 170, maybe something less, 165 million, due to the fact that the first month, January, is probably a month of still transition where inventory is still moving in the market, and our deliveries will be possible effectively in the month of February. The third question is about geography and top line. I think that and top line growth and product and growth by product line. We're still very optimistic about secular growth rates at coffee and at food preparation. I think that we see more opportunities for the group to grow in these two core businesses than in the other product lines in the short term. Obviously, this is excluding Braun. And then by geography, we expect to have no growth in Western Europe. I think that our performance has been very, very strong in 2012, even in Western Europe, where we were able to grow 3%, which is far above market growth. We're still positive about Eastern Europe, Middle East, and Asia Pacific. So we expect growth now to be more on the emerging markets and less on the mature markets due to the current economic situation.
What about the U.S.? Do you see the progressive of your penetration with higher products and also a better environment in terms of retail sales or not?
Yeah, the environment is definitely better.
Mm-hmm.
Environment is definitely better. And I have to say that we had very breakthrough results with some customers. I think, though, we are still in a very early stage. So I have to say, if I have to measure our performance in the market by a qualitative point of view, I'm very pleased with the agreements we are setting in place, how we are positioning the brand, and how we're moving on in the market, particularly today. In terms of results, are coming along in line with our expectations, but I think we're really setting the base for the future growth. I think this is a very important year in the United States for coffee, for cappuccino and latte. Latissima performed very well in 2012. We expect further growth with Latissima in 2013. We expect also improvements in the other coffee products. We expect also growth from Kenwood. The Kenwood launch in Canada has been successful, and we will roll out the Kenwood launch now also in the United States, and we see good opportunities. We think that the positive environment, the success of our actions, will deliver in the longer term growth also in North America. I would be cautious in the short term. In the short term, I think we are more careful in right execution rather than delivering short-term growth. But I see, very happy to see that there are more players coming in the market with new cappuccino and latte solutions, because we think that by far our cappuccino and latte solution is better than the competition, and we will have opportunities to demonstrate this to the U.S. consumer and gain further market share.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Giorgio Iannella of Chevro. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks, and good afternoon to everybody. My question has been already answered. Just two smaller subjects. The first one is about the market share. If you can please update us about your current market share, at least in the West Europe markets, and also whether you noticed some material changes in the market share among your followers, among the your competitors. And the second one is about Iran. You mentioned that the business there is practically stopped. I was wondering if something related to the demand evolution, or rather related to more specific issues of credit letters confirmation or something like that. Thank you.
Okay, the first question is about market share. Market share has been brilliant for the Longhi Group, particularly in the last months of the year, in November and December. The Longhi Group is number one in kitchen products, let's say SDA, small domestic appliance kitchen products. We're number one. We became number one before the acquisition of Braun. Also with Braun, we will further improve our position. We are number one also in kitchen products in Eastern Europe. We are also number one in kitchen products in the Middle East. And we are definitely a very strong player in, let's say, the European style kitchen products in Asia. By market share perspective, we are well positioned this year. What we like to say is that our leading position in kitchen products is not just the sum of a very small position, but is the sum of the leadership in espresso and also the leadership in food preparation with Kenwood in food preparation, obviously on the Longhi brand, on the coffee makers. More in detail, in coffee, we are number one in Nespresso. We're also number one in fully automatic and number one in traditional coffee makers. So the strategy of the group is to consolidate and further grow the market shares in the long run, based on very strong leadership positions in single products rather than adding a smaller position or number two, number three position in many, many segments. The second question is about Iran. Iran has faced a very strong devaluation, so the purchasing power of Iranians is very low. On top of it, we have challenges in how to export to Iran or for them how to import in Iran. And this is a fact not only for the lending group, but for I would say, all players. So is a general situation. You know, there is a kind of embargo, and on top of the embargo, there is also the strong devaluation of the local currency, which is making very difficult the sale of our household appliances imported in Iran. I think that there are no more questions.
Just a quick follow-up regarding the first question. Have you noticed some material changes in the market share of your followers?
I don't like to talk about the market shares of our competitors.
I mean, anyone gaining ground in a significant way, just qualitatively speaking?
No, I believe that this year it's De'Longhi that has outperformed the market.
Okay, thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Mr. Stefano Cornaliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a couple of follow-up questions. The first one is about 2013. Given that you're expecting some slower than average sales growth rate, even partly due to the focus you put on pricing, would you feel comfortable with keeping 2012 profitability unchanged, clearly on a constant perimeter? And secondly, just a clarification on the contribution you mentioned from Braun. You talked about 165, 170 million sales in year one, that is 2013. How does this compare with the 191, if I remember correctly, of 2012? Thank you. Sorry, 2011.
Sorry, which year? Sorry,
2011. If I'm not wrong, the number you gave when closing the acquisition related to the turnover of the brand, which should I remember correctly, was 191.
Okay, no, 191 was related to probably fiscal year ending June for P&G. Let's say full year 2012 for P&G should be around 184. This is more or less what we see. Now we think that a weak January and start of our sales teams, we probably will deliver approximately 70 million in the 12 months due to a very weak January, which is a transition month. The point is that I said before, this year I think that if we did not pass on our decision to increase prices and pass on price increase to the market is really due to the fact that we want to achieve consensus EBITDA level and target for 2013. And to achieve that, it's necessary to offset the increase in, cost of goods sold to the exchange rate mainly. So absolutely in line with what you said, we will pass on price increases because we are very, very focused in targeting consensus EBITDA for 2013. And we are comfortable in having the possibility to achieve such an EBITDA target even with the lower growth rates, because we will focus more on the profitability side than on the growth rate this year.
Thank you.
Without reducing investment in advertising and promotions.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. I have basically two questions left. I wonder if you could help me with. The first one was on a dividend, the dividend payout. Is this the kind of level that we are to expect going forward? I'm asking because I thought it was a little low, but interesting to hear what the new strategy is as for the new De'Longhi, as it were, going forward. And the other question on your Romania plant, can you give us a sense of just how significant it's going to be? Now, I'm not sure I would quantify this because obviously you can't do it in terms of units because there's different value units, different size units. But how, if you look 2-3 years down the road, really how much of your production platform do you think will be coming out of the Romania plant? Thank you.
Okay. with regard to the dividend, we're sorry to disappoint with a lower dividends or proposed lower dividends. I think it's fairly in line, actually, in the high part of the bracket if we exclude the 2012. In 2009, we had a payout of 22%. In 2010, a payout of 36.96%. In 2011, we had a payout on 29%. In 2012, probably you refer to that, we had a payout of 54%. Was due to the fact that we were very cash rich at the year end with a net financial position of approximately 120 million. So I think that probably this payout of 36% is a reasonable payout that we want to keep going for. Unless we will again, be cash rich, and then it's possible that we will consider, let me say, extraordinary dividends or higher than average dividends. The second question is about the factory. Romania will be very important for three reasons. We will produce. We expect growth from coffee makers. We will do more coffee makers in Romania. The products that are the higher end products, like the super automatic coffee makers, cannot be made in China. Not for quality reason, because if we were to make those products in our factory, we would be very comfortable in making the products in China, but due to lead times. So we think Romania is a great location because we'll have very low lead times and at the same time deliver substantial cost reduction on the high-end products. The second reason is that we can do more products that are currently done in Europe, like brown, or bring from China products that are now becoming less and less competitive in China and can be made effectively in Romania at a low cost and also with lower lead time. And the third time is and the third opportunity as already mentioned, is about intaking some of the production that are made in other factories by Braun. So we think that we our goal is to let's say saturate the new factory in let's say between the next 2 and 3 years.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
We have a follow-up question from Mr. Giorgio Ianella of Chevreux. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. Very quickly, about your advertising and promotion spending, do you have a number for last year percentage in terms of your spending as a percentage of sales? And have you budgeted any material increase in that ratio in order to support the Braun growth and possibly product repositioning? And very quickly, a second one on your top-line growth last year. Can you isolate the contribution of price mix out of your 7% growth of sales? I understood you are managing your pricing in order to more or less offset the currency and raw materials impact, but can you isolate a synthetic number for this effect? Thank you.
Okay, on advertising, in 2011, we had we spent about 138 million in A&P in 2011. In 2012, we spent approximately 141 million. We think that probably also in 2013 we'll maintain the advertising spend not lower than 140 million. Not lower than that. With regards to price mix, on the industrial margin, we estimate that out of 47 million of incremental margin due to volume mix, 26 are because of volume and 21 are because of mix.
Okay, thank you. Very clear.
The next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Just a clarification on your last point on the improvement in industrial margin drivers. Should we assume that the P&G contribution is affecting your industrial margin or it is below that? Yes, the P&G contribution, the 5 million that you had last year, is it affecting the industrial margin or it is below the industrial margin? So it is included in the 47 million increase year on year or not?
No. The 5 million contribution is included in EBITDA. So if you want to see the EBITDA of the De'Longhi Group without the contribution of you want to know what is the EBITDA of the group without the contribution of P&G, of the 5 million from P&G, it would be 228.
Okay, so and it is not the industrial margin level, so...
So it's above, we have a positive contribution above EBITDA.
Okay. Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
If there are no more questions, thank you for attending the De'Longhi conference call. Bye-bye.